and welcome to our podcast series, Health Chat by IEHP, your Inland Empire Health Plan. I'm Chanel, a health educator at IEHP.
Hello, and I'm Veronica, also a health educator at IEHP.
I'd like to remind everyone that we teach asthma classes for IEHP. We are not licensed physicians, so please see your doctor for any medical advice.
Chanel, in episodes 1 and 2, we talked a lot about asthma. We explained what it is and went over some of the things that can trigger an asthma attack. Today, we'll talk about managing your asthma. So let's begin by going over some medicines to treat asthma.
Absolutely. So there are two types of asthma medications. The first type are anti-inflammatory or corticosteroids, and the second type are beta agonist or bronchodilators. The anti-inflammatory or corticosteroid medications are commonly known as controller meds. These medications help reduce swelling and mucus inside the airway and are used on a daily basis. The beta agonist or the bronchodilators are commonly known as rescue or quick relief medications. These meds relax the muscles in and around the airway that tighten during an asthma attack. These medications are used on an as-needed basis. Now, I just discussed two types of asthma medications, but these medications are delivered in several different ways. I'm going to talk about four different methods of asthma medication delivery. The first method is through what is called an MDI or a metered dose inhaler. This inhaler is called a metered dose inhaler because on the back of it, there is a small little dose counter. Every time you use that medication, the number changes, so it allows you to keep track of how much medicine you have. It is recommended that you use an MDI with a spacer. A spacer is a device that you attach to the end of your inhaler, and it allows you to get more of that medication down into your lungs. Sometimes when we take a puff from our inhaler, the meds can end up on the back of our throat when we need it in our lungs. The spacer helps out with that. Another device is called a dry powder inhaler, or a DPI. These inhalers deliver medication in the form of a dry powder and do not require a spacer. To use this inhaler, the individual would take a deep breath in to get the medication down into their lungs. This inhaler comes in a disc form, so you'll also hear it referred to as a discus. Both the metered dose inhaler and the dry powder inhaler need to be stored in a cool, dry place. The next two ways you can receive asthma medication is through oral steroids, which can come in the form of pills or liquids, and through nebulizer treatments. With a nebulizer, the medication is delivered in the form of a mist through either a mask or a mouthpiece. Nebulizer treatments are often given in the ER, but people can have nebulizers at their homes as well. Veronica, what are some other ways we can manage our asthma besides medication?
The Asthma Action Plan is a tool that helps you manage your asthma. It's a written plan that you and your doctor put together. This form will have a list of asthma medications, asthma symptoms, and your peak flow ranges. Another tool is a peak flow meter. A peak flow meter measures how well air moves out of the lungs. Peak flow values can show when triggers can make your asthma worse and if your airways are getting smaller before you have any asthma symptoms.
Thanks for sharing those techniques with us, Veronica. Well, that's all for our asthma podcast. I'm Chanel.
And I'm Veronica.
Thank you for listening. We invite you to listen to all our podcast episodes on asthma under the series Health Chat. To learn more about asthma, call the IEHP Health Education Team at 1-866-224-4347. It's one more way IEHP is helping you reach your destination health.